every minute. Did you miss me? Don't lie.
Of course I did.
And did you and Marcus get into mischief?
We spoke French. It's been so hot.
What a lot you can do. Singing, cricket, French. As long as you enjoyed yourself.
Oh, yes. I'm sorry you didn't.
No, you aren't. You couldn't care if I dropped dead in front of you. You're a hard-hearted little boy. All males are hard as granite.
Do you miss them when they're away? Like Hugh.
Who?
Hugh. Trimmingham? Did you miss him when he was a soldier? And will you miss Ted when he goes to war?
What do you mean?
Hugh asked him to.
Hugh has persuaded Ted to enlist. No.
He said he tackled him.
You mean Hugh forced Ted to say he'd go?
Ted's stronger than Hugh.
You're wrong. Ted's weak as water. No. Well, I'll tell Hugh I won't marry him if Ted goes to war. Two of us can use blackmail.
Hugh doesn't know about the messages.
Well, then why does he want Ted to go?
Because he's patriotic.
Why would Ted cave in if nobody knows?
Perhaps he wants to go.
He couldn't.
Why don't you marry Ted?
I can't. Don't you see why?
Yes, but why marry Hugh if you don't want to?
Because I must. I must.
Don't cry.
Did you see Ted when I was away?
Say no.
Yet.
And?
No more messages.
Friday, tomorrow, 6 as usual.
6? You're sure you said 6?
Yes. Will that stop you crying, Marion?
Bless you. Your friend's 1,000.
Yes.
6. Not 1:30.
Yes. It's my birthday party tomorrow.
There's something in code next. Look.
My spell. To break Ted's power over Marion. Then everything can be as it should be.
Fantasy.
Delenda es belladonna!
Single berry. A root without touching.
Delenda es belladonna!
Chant the spell. 13 times backwards, 13 times forwards. Oh, darn, the spell's in code. Loud enough, but not too loud. 13 times backwards.
I'm 13 too. Now it is my birthday.
Magician, do not touch the liquid with the lips. Then pour it away. Leo, you're shaking.
I want to come out of the dream. I don't like it.
Good morning, birthday boy.
Back in his Norfolk suit.
He's quite right. A Norfolk jacket in Norfolk. And besides, it's going to rain. We shall have to change, but Leo won't.
He looks as if he's going to leave us.
Good morning, Mrs. Maudsley. Are you recovered?
Leo, dear, open your birthday post. Something from home.
Oh, what a lovely tie.
Oh, it's green. Will it match your new suit?
She intended it to.
Grief.
Can I try it on? Oh, charming. What do you say, Marion?
Thank you.
We'll open your gifts from us at tea. And now, today is Leo's day. How would you like to spend it, Leo? Picnic?
That would be nice.
Unless it rains. Or drive to a castle.
That would be nice too, Mrs. Maudsley.
Then we'll do that. And we'll save your birthday cake until tea.
Oh, what does Leo want, Mama?
That suits you, doesn't it, Leo?
Yes, Mrs. Maudsley.
You've chosen for him, Mama.
He did not offer alternatives. Have you any?
It's his birthday. Leo, you can't wear that tie.
Come with me, Leo, and tell me what the weather means to do.
Mariam. The sky is purple.
Yes, far too threatening for a trip to Beeston. What about a walk?
You and me?
Not that sort of walk. This.
Oh, no. No more.
Yes, but I say yes.
No, please. No, I don't want to take it.
What? Leo? What are you fighting about? That?
No, I wanted him to take this note to Nanny Robson to tell her, you know, poor old dear, that I would go and see her sometime this afternoon, and Leo didn't want to. Yes, you did. You did.
I shouldn't let it worry you, Marion. You say Nanny doesn't remember whether you've been or not. Leo, let's take a walk in the garden.
Yes, Mrs. Maudsley.
I'm sorry we've paid so little attention to you.